Friends at Home. Eagle Harbor, New York, July 26, 1861. Dear friends at home, we arrived at this place last evening about 8 o'clock. The cars took us to Albion, and we hired a conveyance to this place. Was introduced to a family of non-professors. We tarried here last night, rested very well, but it does not seem at all like home. Brother Saunders lives 3 miles from this place, shall make it my home with them. We tarried at Brother Gurney's in Jackson, left early Wednesday morn, arrived at Detroit about 10 o'clock a.m., walked nearly 1 mile to a hotel near Dr. White's office. After dinner, we visited Dr. White. My husband had 2 very difficult teeth filled close to the gum. Abraham, Dodge, brought in the paper containing the war news, and while Dr. White was filling my husband's teeth, I was reading the news. I then had 2 teeth filled, which were very difficult, like my husband's, being close to the gums. It was a painful operation, but it is well done, thoroughly done. That night it was so noisy in the city, carriages rattling over the pavement, that we did not rest much. But Willie says I must tell you that he had a tomato and pear the second day he left home, and as many as he could eat of the great Lawton blackberry which was in market. He also saw a little pony, no larger than the little circus ponies. A wagon was attached to him, and a little girl about 4 years old sat in a nice little seat, holding the lines, while another little girl, about 6, jumped from the little wagon, carried a package into a store, and then came back, stepped into the carriage, and drove away. It was the tiniest little horse and carriage I ever saw. We had a long, tedious ride from Detroit. It was very dusty. I am much wearied today. When at Sister Gurney's, I opened my hussy and found that bunch of black velvet ribbon, but it must have been placed there by mistake. When I decided not to trim my sack with it, I did not mean to use it. I have sent it back by Abraham. Please, Jenny, inquire for it and hand it to Laura. Abraham is apt to forget. I am determined to give no occasion by my dress. Oh, that the Lord would give me heavenly wisdom and judgment that I may be an example to the flock. Jenny, please to find the recipe for that hair preparation and send it to me as soon as you can. Jenny, please find the recipe, if you can, to make cholera mixture and get the preparations to make only a pint. After you have made it, don't part with it, but let any that wish make it themselves as we have done. I do not wish to be without it. Father and mother will often want it to use. Fix up mother's room as nice as you can and spare no pains to make our parents happy. Henry and Edson, do not neglect to water the flowers, the dahlias especially. Be kind and loving to each other and faithful to Jenny. Jenny, do all you can to make the children happy. Take time if you have to hire the work done, time to talk with them. Entertain and instruct them. Willie says I must tell the boys that we went under as many as 60 places where the horse went over. Also, he saw a very nice little fountain with water spouting up nicely and with a cork dancing up and down in the water. Abraham says this cork finally fastens in a tube and stops the water. Willie is running back and forth from the tent to the house. Brethren Hull, Whitney, Cottrell, and James are in the tent examining Bible subjects.